I think in one sense it's true, and in another sense it's wrong. This president is quite promising. There were so many people voting against the previous president, so he seems to have genuine support from all the Somali clans, even the clans of the last president, which is kind of unique. Save then Somaliland, who is the northwestern part who want to secede from Somalia. But there's quite a promising dialogue program going on, hosted amongst others by South Africa, who can show some results also. The problem he is inheriting is he has one of the most corrupt administrations in the world, and he has a police who gets paid randomly, and he has an army. You have around 11,000 soldiers who doesn't get paid at all. And there's large problems with corruptions in the administrations he is taking over. At the same time, as we all know, he has the Shabab, and the Shabab is not beaten. And as long as the Somali army is in the state it is, even not the African Union soldiers can control the full countryside. So basically, the Shabab cannot be fully vanquished before the government puts their own house in order. So there's large challenges. It's a fresh face. He has a good reputation, and he has a good standing amongst a lot of people in Somalia. That's the advantage. But there are some staggering problems that he has to deal with.
The outgoing president said during the ceremony, "I urge all Somalis to work cordially with the Somali president, his government, and the parliament." How is this new president going to bring together these various different warring factions within the government?
Yeah, to start with, warring faction outside of the government. I still think he would have large problems getting the Shabab into his folder. And there is still various factions fighting the Shabab, who's not necessarily a part of the government, like the Harakat Raskambuni group in the south, and like, to a certain extent, the Al-Sunna Wal-Jama'a in central Somalia. They're basically operating according to the enemy of my enemy is my friend, but it's only a very loose friendship. Inside the government, he has a big advantage now, because he had genuine support from most of the Somali clan factions. Most of the various entities within Somalia who participated in this process, they swung in a protest election against the previous president. So we had, amongst others, Puntland, the northeastern corner of Somalia, threatening the last president with full secession if he was to proceed and win the election. And now they, in the end, they back the president. Now we will see what's important for the president now is to have an equally unifying prime minister. And he has a hard task in front of him. The president comes from a certain clan, the Hawiye clan. The Speaker of the House will come from the Ranwen clan. Traditionally, prime minister should come from the second most powerful clan in Somalia. It should namely come from the Darod clan. And he has to pick this prime minister so to avoid the conflicts within that clan also. But we will see. It's going to be exciting to see what kind of prime minister he's picking. It's going to be very important for him to create a large basis. He won the election quite drastically, so he won the election in a good and solid way. We will see if he can keep his electorate together after the election, because clearly this election was a protest election.
He's got many problems to tackle. If you were to try and predict what he would focus on first, what do you think that would be?
I know what I would focus on, and that is to root out the corruption as well as to get the payment to the officers and the police. One of the problems with the Somali police, it's highly abusive. It's understandable that it's highly abusive because they're simply not paid. And when you're not paid, you need money. And when you need money, it's easy to become bandits or it's easy to become corrupt. So it's very important for him and pressing to get regular payment out to his own 7,000 strong police force. That's very important. And I think that's what should be very high on his agenda. And also security sector reform is, because inside the army, it's a lot of the same problems. You know, more than half of the army is not regularly paid. This is a disaster. You can imagine how easy it would be for the Shabab to bribe itself through the road post manned by such an army. That should definitively be his priority number one. It's hard to deal with because of corruption. I'm not sure what his priority in reality is going to be, but I think it will go in that direction after he tried to create some kind of broader coalition around himself by selecting specific ministers and, last but not least, a prime minister that can give him support.